podcast you don't want to miss. Lucha House Show Podcast. Bring the bell!
And we're back. Now we're going to go with WrestleMania Night 1. Oh my God, I can't believe it. We've got WrestleMania. I can't wait. Even though I'm going to have to watch Night 2 at work, still Night 1, I'm going to watch it at home. 6 hours. Goddamn, 6 hours. Are you guys ready? 6 hours each.
That's what they're saying. 6 hours each? Oh, because of the kickoff.
That's what they're saying. 6 hours each.
So, yeah, because of the kickoff.
And also, it's WrestleMania 40, man. It's going to be one to remember. Remember what Triple H says. Something you've never seen before. And funny enough, you know what's happening on the 8th in the United States? It's a solar eclipse.
No.
So it's kind of really weird how these things are working out. Like, just keep an eye on what crazy things will happen in the United States on the 8th in all those states, because the 8th is Monday. So like, oh, fuck, what's going to happen the day before? National Guards have been put in everywhere in the United States ready for the 8th with eclipses. Kind of really strange what's happening. Anyways, off topic.
Wrong pod.
Yeah. Sorry, you know, I just went into this, you know, I go into deep holes sometimes, you know. So let's go. How do you guys want to start? Which I got one order. I know we have not. You guys got another order. So we leave. I'll say the tag team match at the end. Let's start with the Women's World Championship between Becky Lynch and Rhea fucking Ripley. What are you guys' thoughts on this match?
I don't see Rhea losing the title. I think, like, I've gone on record here on this show before to say that I think Rhea Ripley is going to have a Roman Reigns type of reign, no pun intended, with the Women's Championship. So I don't see Rhea losing. It's going to be a great match, but I don't think Rhea's going to lose. She's red hot at the moment. Why would they take the title off her?
In all ways, she's hot.
Look, she's not going to lose Rhea Ripley. Becky Lynch's contract is up. There's also word on the street that she hasn't re-signed. So who knows what's going to happen here. She's not going to – Rhea Ripley's not going to lose. They're not going to make her lose. She's red hot at the moment. Mm. So, yeah, let's see what happens with Becky Lynch.
And I got to say, I think Becky's been really weak on the promos. I have not liked Becky Lynch on the promos, man. She's been
– Why?
I don't know. She's not the same, man.
She's not the same, man.
She's doing these kind of weird things. She's talking, don't talk about my daughter, like this and that. She's kind of going to do different, like, faces on this.
She's lost her edge.
She lost 100%, man. 100% lost her edge. And unfortunately, we said it before. We said it before about Becky Lynch. Watch Becky Lynch from NXT to WWE before the pandemic when she got pregnant and after. There's a big difference. Mm-hmm. Her head is in the same place. She's more concentrated on her book, which is fine. She just became the bestseller in the United States, which is massive. So she's concentrating on a lot of stuff, her daughter and all the stuff like that. So it's just unfortunately that the pop that we should be having for this match, I don't feel it. I don't feel as big. It could be because we know Rhea Ripley is not going to lose, but also because it doesn't feel like she could lose. That's the thing. Even if you watch a match,
this is one of the very few matches on both the cards that we think, we feel has a clear winner.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I think it's because of that. The fact that with the kickoff match, having Becky Lynch coming in, the kickoff of WrestleMania, and mixing with Rhea Ripley, it was kind of a spoiler of who was going to win the Royal Rumble. So it's kind of really like, who's going to win the Royal Rumble. So it's kind of really weird anyways. So anyway, Rhea Ripley to win, we all agree on that part. Next we got Rey Mysterio versus the new member of the LLO, Dragon Lee, against Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio. I gotta say, Dragon Lee is being put as the new Rey Mysterio. That's the guy that's gonna carry on the mask man in WWE for years to come, and he's so clear from the moment he got signed in NXT and now moving to the main roster. On saying that, what do you guys? What are the thoughts in this match and who could be the winner?
Yeah, Dragon Lee, man, he's definitely the new successor to the Rey Mysterio. image. They're pushing that very, very hard. It definitely isn't going to be Dirty Dom, that's for sure. Dirty Dom's on his own trajectory, completely different to Rey, right? This match is going to be good, man. I'm really looking forward to the team up of Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee. I think these guys are going to win. Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee, only to cement Dragon Lee's position as the successor to Rey.
I, surprise, surprise, disagree with you, Renzo. I'm also a fan of Dragon Lee. I think he's clearly the chosen one to carry on the legacy of the Masked Luchadores in WWE, and I'm more than fine with that. But I, for one, think that Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio will win this match for a couple of reasons. Firstly, last year, Rey beat Dom at WrestleMania, so I think it's Dom's turn. And I think this will eventually lead to a Rey Mysterio versus Dominic Mysterio match further down the track, perhaps even at WrestleMania 41. And it could even be a good old-fashioned mask versus hair match. And it could be even a retirement match. Who knows? But I think Santos and Dominic will win with a classic heel victory with some assistance, cheating, whatever.
Look, I was with the idea that I love you, but you put it in such a good way that I'm going to change my mind, man. I think you are correct. I think it's a good win to Santos and Dominic. But I think also this win will start the actual break of the Judgment Day. We've seen cracks, big cracks, because Dom Dom is becoming Dom Dom for real now. Really dumb.
And he's bringing in the LWO, which they're not happy about. So you're right. I think you're on something there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like he's maybe bringing Santos Escobar, Andrade. Elegado. They're not happy what he's doing. Mami already told him. So I think we're starting to see the cracks of the Judgment Day, and after WrestleMania will be the split after WrestleMania because of some of the stuff that's going to happen during WrestleMania, which we'll come to that in a little bit. But yeah, I think same. I think Santos and Dominic, they're going to win in a huge way. We'll have the whole AWO and Legado del Fantasma coming in. It's going to be a massive thing in between them. So that's going to be fun. And also probably Andrade will come in. Andrade, we know what's happening to Andrade at the moment. Andrade is just playing really cool at the moment. Mm-hmm. So I like it. He's not aligning with anyone. He's like, you need help? I'll help you. He doesn't give a fuck if he gets into the Judgment there, but I'm like, all right, you need help? I'll give you a hand. Yeah, he's playing is so good. I'm really liking how he's working right now. But yeah, definitely Santos and Dominic get into this Rey Mysterio and Dominic storyline that we got to pick up again because fucking was good when it was happening. Next one, we got Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. The Usos are going against each other in documentaries and interviews. They all always said between them, the dream match for them will be going against each other in a WrestleMania. And what do you see? A year after, this is what's happening. They're going to go against each other in a WrestleMania match. Now, here's where the things are starting to get a bit weird. Who do you think is going to win? By how? Because we got to remember, Solo Sikoa has no matches at the moment.
I think Jimmy Uso is going to win this one with Bloodline help. I think Solo Sikoa is going to help him get the victory.
Yeah. that one's clear, man. That one's clear. Yeah, Solo Sikoa is going to have some involvement. Look, night two, I could see the Usos back helping Roman.
Ooh.
I don't know. Oof. Some weird's happening, man. I don't know what the hell's happening in that. With that storyline, I know they're throwing darts at each other, but
are you saying what I said about four shows ago?
Yeah,
yes,
it's happening. It's definitely happening. I didn't see it then, but I see it, man. I definitely see it.
Yeah, I'll go Jimmy as well. Yeah, it's with the story with the Hilton. I don't know if I see Jay going with Jimmy. Because of the bloodline, but because of something else that's going to happen, we'll see in the night two or night one. They might get joined together, but not part of the bloodline. it's going to be something else. They will break up off the bloodline. We'll talk about it a little bit later on. But yeah, I reckon Jimmy as well. So far, we only disagree on one, but we're good in the rest. Then we go. The Intercontinental Championship match between Sami Zayn and Gunther. I reckon Gunther will retain and he will lose it eventually, either SummerSlam against Chad Gable. I think they brought Chad Gable back in the story. He brought it inside the ring, you know. My way to seeing is that Gunther will beat the shit out of Sami Zayn, and they will go against, you know, he will go to Chad Gable and be like, "What are you helping? You're nothing. He didn't do anything with you, blah, blah." He's already bringing him into the story by dragging him into the ring while Sami Zayn was wrestling. So they brought him back into the story for a reason. And the reason is to break his break the record that Gunther is having so far, but it won't happen at WrestleMania. For me, Gunther will retain, and just it will be something to do with Chad Gable in there.
Yeah, look, I agree. I reckon Gunther will retain. He will live to fight another day and, yeah, potentially lose in SummerSlam. I think they're building something up with Chad Gable. That's clear to see, definitely.
Again, who would have thought? I disagree. As I said last week, I think Sami Zayn will win this bout. I think Sami Zayn will take the title off Gunther. How good was that training sequence, like, you know, with Chad Gable and Sami Zayn on Raw the other day?
I just hated the music. I just hated them. They made it sound so dumb because there was
they were going for that Rocky training scene or Rocky Four, like they were just missing the snow, you know.
But the only problem with that was that the way they were building it was so much serious. It was so much like, you're going to get your hand in the game, like taking finally Chad Gable of the shoosh and the whole stupid stuff that they do with him. They were finally bringing out of that.
This coming from a guy that likes the fucking New Day.
No, but I'm saying the way the Chad Gable is being put on, like the whole, you know,
let me tell you what I think is going to happen in the future with this. I think Sami Zayn's going to win the title.
Yeah.
I think we might see Gunther and Chad Gable at Backlash. And I think we will see Sami versus Gunther 2 at Berlin at the PLE, and Gunther will take back the title in Germany.
That doesn't sound bad. That's pretty good. I don't mind, but we've seen many times, locals don't get the win all the time.
No, so, they don't.
But we already got one. They could get the win over there. So even two, it'll be a difficult Europe to get those ones. But who knows? You got on something there. I like the idea. But I'll still stick with Gunther at least. I'll still stick with Gunther to win this match at least. And then we go to this match. I fucking love it. It's just that image that we saw of Jake Cargill pointing at the WrestleMania sign. It was fucking huge. So we got Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, and Naomi against Dakota Kai, Asuka, and Kairi Sane. Man, just love that image of the three black women pointing at the WrestleMania thing. You know, and that's the funny part. As Jade Cargill, the head of it, that was the most, like, she imposed herself so much in that image. The Bianca and Naomi look so small next to her. Like, it's also like personality. She looks so strong pointing at WrestleMania and the other two kind of pointing, but I don't know, in the way that I saw it, I saw Jade Cargill so strong in the image, but at least for me, it'll be all, you know, Bianca, Jade, and Naomi taking the win on this one.
Yeah, that's the only thing that can happen, given that there's such a strong image to end that part in SmackDown. Like, that's the only thing that can happen. If Damage Control, it makes no sense for Damage Control to win this.
No, not at all. I'm gonna call this one. Yeah, there's no sense. Like Mar said, that Damage Control can win. I don't necessarily think Jade Cargill's ready. This is a massive call to put her in a WrestleMania match, but let's see. Hopefully she does really, really well.
Because she left the minor leagues.
No, I just don't think she's ready, man. I don't think she was ready in the Royal Rumble, man. I think her coordination wasn't too good.
I'm just hassling.
So I think her coordination with the wrestlers, she's got to get to know the wrestlers a little more, and she hasn't had that opportunity to do so. So I don't know, man. I'm hoping she does really well because she's great, but yeah, just her coordination at the moment leaves a lot to be desired.
Fair enough. So we got that one. And then we got the final match of the night, which is Gutierrez against Seth Rollins.
Well, what about the ladder match? You forgot about the ladder match?
Where's the ladder match? No, the ladder match is not the next night. It's on Sunday.
No.
Oh, hang on a second.
Same with my card. Same with my card. I've got the ladder match on my card. God.
Try and keep up, Rod.
I got a different card, man. That's why I say I got a different one, WrestleMania.
You get your WrestleMania card from Wish.
You get what you get, you know. here we go. Yeah, fuck me. I just saw it. Yeah, I got a different one. I kind of do, so I apologize, people. So the ladder match, we got for the titles. We got Judgment Day, Awesome Truth, New Day, New Catch Public, and A Town Down Under. What a name. Who is the winner? But gotta remember, the match only finished when both titles are both set of titles have been pulling down the whatever they're hanging at the moment. So doesn't mean both titles had to go at the same time. Only when both titles finally come down. So they're gonna be separated. The titles they're not gonna be hanging together.
Look, I'm hoping A Town Down Under, because the Aussie connection, gets something out of this. Hopefully they get one of them. Hopefully, no one else gets anything else. But Judgment Day, just Finn Balor and Damian Priest, they're too strong. But in heart of hearts, A-Town Down Under for me.
I think the titles will be split. I think they're going to be split between Awesome Truth and DIY. And the reason I think that is because they've had this kind of like thing going, like with this whole, you know, with R-Truth calling DIY DX and things like that, and they've kind of like bonded together. So I think they're going to be the two teams left standing after all the rest of the bodies are just in and out of the ring. And I think they're just going to look at each other. There's going to be two ladders. There's going to be separate hooks. And they're just going to go up and they're going to get a title each. And I think that's how the match is going to finish.
But you're not picking your favorite team, New Day.
You did. Nice. Awesome Truth.
Oh, if New Day get another run of the title, we will have a very interesting podcast next week.
So you said Awesome Truth and DIY, yeah?
Yeah.
New Day. No, you said New Day. He put New Day.
No, I didn't.
Renzo, what do you reckon? They're splitting the titles or not?
Oh, Renzo thinks that the fucking Young Bucks are going to win it.
Yeah.
The best friends.
Yeah, they're splitting the title. I think it's Judgment Day and A-Town Down Under.
Judgment Day. Yeah, clearly they're going to split the titles. Who do want to win? I think Judgment Day is going to lose everything. That's for sure. I go more with what Mars is saying. I think I'm going with Awesome Truth and DIY winning the titles because of the build-up. And I think that's what I'm saying. I think this is part of the breakup of the Judgment Day by losing the titles. And later on, someone else is going to win another title. But Rhea Ripley will have one title. Dom doesn't have anything. He will win, but without the Judgment Day. And then you got the Judgment Day losing the titles in this match. So you kind of have something happening here. I don't think the Judgment Day will take everything. And then let's go to the last one. And I think that's the one we're talking about. The tag team match between Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins against The Rock and the head of the table, Roman fucking Reigns. What are your thoughts on this?
I reckon this one, Cody and Seth will win. I think this is going to be Cody's only win in WrestleMania. They'll win and they'll win good, but I think there's going to be a turn at the end with Seth Rollins on Cody. Cody and Seth for me for the win.
You want me to go first or you go first?
You go first.
The Rock and Roman Reigns will win. And simple because night two will be a fucking hell of a mess. And it'll be fun because we'll have Brock Lesnar coming back to help out. We'll have probably, the other roads that is in AEW coming to help out. We'll have the new members probably of the Bloodline coming out. It's going to be an all-out wrestling match. And that's the beauty of night two. We're not going to know what the fuck is going to happen. Because if they win Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes, night two is too predictable. Meaning that Roman Reigns has to win. Simple as that. Because Cody Rhodes is not going to win it. Like, it's too predictable night two. It's too fuck, you know? But if you don't have that, it just, you don't know who's going to win. Even though I had an idea who could win, but you don't know what's going to happen. So that's why I think The Rock and Roman Reigns will win that night one. And that also will make Seth Rollins weaker going against Drew McIntyre, and then I'll give my prediction on that one. But yeah, I'll reckon The Rock and Roman Reigns.
Yep, I agree. I agree that The Rock and Roman Reigns will win. I think there has to be Bloodline rules on the main event for night two. And that is why I think they will win.
That's it. That's night one done. Fuck, we did it quicker than what I thought. So we get a break and we come back straight away.
Renzo's going.
Renzo's
going. As always, life gets in the way of wrestling.
Fuck, man.
But we have his predictions and we'll announce them. And we'll see. We'll have a chat next week. I'm sure we'll all be in contact during WrestleMania anyway.
Oh, for sure. 100%. For sure.
So you got here, you got 1, 2, 3, you got all of them. Okay, cool. So we'll come back, just me and Miles, and we'll have the armless one with us, but we'll have his predictions. Unfortunately, we won't have his negativity, but it'll be funny. But anyways.
We won't have his AEW
mark. Oh, man. That was fun.
Wow.
We're going to have a conversation about wrestling based on logic and, impartiality.
Oh, shit.
No, we love you, man. We love you. It's going to be hard. Like, it's fun when it's three of us instead of two, but we'll see out of it. Anyways, all right, let's go for a break. We come back from night one. Night two, sorry.